Mayoral candidate Jonathan Garrison, who was a political newcomer, began by summarizing his background and qualifications.
Good afternoon. I'm Jonathan Garrison. I'm just an average guy. I'm lucky enough to live in Corpus Christi. I'm a family guy. I have an intelligent, beautiful wife. I have two amazing children. I really just love Corpus Christi. That's why I want to be mayor. I'm hoping that, through this forum, through upcoming forums, appearances, if you see me anywhere, come and meet me, ask me questions. I'm hoping that you will find me fit for a position of leadership. And I'm asking for your vote on May 6th. Together, I want to work towards modernizing our infrastructure, the streets, the water system, the water treatment facilities. I want to open doors to new businesses in Corpus Christi, and I want to expand existing businesses. I want to put policies in place that will allow businesses to open additional locations, increase size, increase employment. With your help, I'm hoping that we can maximize the use of all the natural advantages that we have in the city. You know, I've traveled around the country, I've been to numerous cities, waterfront cities, landlocked cities, and I'm telling you, Corpus Christi has just tremendous natural advantages. Very few cities have the variety of waterfronts that we have. Very few cities have the naturally, welcoming climate that we have. It's warm year-round. We have amazing recreational opportunities. We have a lot of activities for families. I think that we can maximize these. I think through a program of revitalization and promotion of the city, we can build the city into a destination city for families around the world.
The next question from the EWI Forum challenged the candidates on how they would address infrastructure and issues such as water utility and street repair.
As far as why I want to be mayor, I want to be mayor for you. I want to be mayor for my children. I want to be mayor for my family. I look at it from the outside. I've been here since 2003. And since I've come here, I've heard the same refrain. Corpus Christi has potential. Corpus Christi has potential, and it does. The reasons that I cited earlier, we have a diverse community. We have great educational institutions. We have venues. We have recreational activities. What we really need at this point is somebody that, really has no hidden agenda, no political agenda, anything of that nature. I'm not a career politician. I'm not even sure that I would want to be reelected. I want to be in there one term. I want to set the tone. I want to set a program. I really, truly believe the only way that we're going to fix the issues that we're facing at this point in time, streets, water treatment, etc., is through a bond program. We're going to need somebody that's going to work with the city departments, work with the city manager, craft high-quality bond propositions, and then we'll leave it up to you. Is this a good plan? Is this what you want? And we'll go by the will of the voters. As far as attributes, I may be a political novice, but I do have years of executive experience. I lead a campus. Every day, I analyze data, I create action plans, I implement the plans, and I review and adjust based on the results. I have experience in personnel. I have experience in vision creating and leadership. Thank you.
Garrison, who is an assistant principal at Brown Middle School, wrapped up by summarizing his vision for the city.
Okay, well, 2 years is a short time frame, but in those 2 years, you'll begin to see major changes. 2 years from now, under my administration, with the help of the city council, with the support of you, you will begin to see that we're making progress towards repairing the roads. We will have a laid out plan for roads, for water, for wastewater, water treatment, and we will be moving in that direction. It's not like Joe said, it is expensive. We're not going to fix it all in 2 years. It's going to be probably a 15-year plan. We're going to start with the areas that need it most. And we're going to make informed decisions, start where we should. Beyond that, 2 years out, you'll begin to see repurposing certain areas of our city. We very much underutilize a lot of our most valuable property. You look at our bayfront area. We have a beautiful marina. You look at the marina, see what kind of income we bring off the marina, it's very minimal. In fact, it's projected in this current year that we'll take a slight loss. And we should keep the marina, and we should pay for it, because that's what great cities have. But what we also need to do is begin to utilize that Bayfront property for development. Look at areas like Heritage Park. We should keep the Heritage Museum, but we should begin to look at areas where we could generate revenue, renting out some of those, bringing city offices out, using them for business. Turn it into a district for shops, for restaurants, cafes. We start to generate greater revenue, and in the end, it saves you tax dollars.
Sarah Flores, KEDT Radio News, Corpus Christi.